Let me teach you a mystery here. Do you know what this means? Don't forget that when he called them, they came out of their homes. They had started walking. Some of them returned. That means everybody had left home. Their energy had been spent. Are you getting the point now? Now he brought them to the place of some level of results. And he said, watch the way they approach this success. If you meet water as a thirsty man, he said, those who bow down to that success to drink it, they have created, they have settled there. That there are those who will approach that success with the mindset of one who knows that the journey is still far. They will not bow. They will lap like a dog because they are just drinking to keep moving. But there are others who will bow down. That means I'm not leaving this place again. He says, separate them. This is the last test. Is someone getting me now? How do you bow down to water to drink it? Find out. I started ministry. Now God wants to test you. His vision is to give you a global ministry, but he trusted you with a fellowship. And because of the result in the fellowship, no more prayer, no more hearing God. You are now bowing down to drink that water. I'm happy with the 10,000 that is coming. I'm happy with the 30 members. There is no pressing, no fasting, no building. Gideon studied their approach to that which gives them comfort at this level. The assignment of water is to quench your thirst. When you are a thirsty man who has been walking for a long time, when you see water, you will not know there are other treasures in the war front greater than that water. Is someone getting that now? The second test. You see, let me tell you this. You have to conquer the deception of current success. You want to go forward? You must conquer the deception of complacency that comes as a result of your current achievements. It is not only failure that kills. Success kills more than failure. Many people stop working with God. Many people deflated their passion for growth, their passion to be mentored, their passion to learn. After all, there's results now. I've started prophesying. It's not very clear, but I've started prophesying. Here and there, the anointing has started working. It looks like a few members are coming now. And God is saying, this is only a test. Gideon, study them. This test, you will not find out immediately. It will take time for you to know those who will separate, who will be separated. And he said, anyone, have you ever seen a dog settle? When a dog is eating, it does not eat and lie down and just remain there. It's ready to move. In fact, parts of the body is already moving. Once it is done, it moves to what it was doing before that temporary success. It says, those who lap, they are still on their feet. They are just fetching it. My feet, my instrument of motion is still in place. But those who bow down upon their knees. To bow down means to make it Lord over you. You have made the success Lord over you. You have made the little exposure consume you such that you've forgotten that you were on a mission. Is someone learning now? I can tell you, just because you pass the test of courage, courage can graduate to pride when you get to the water, because there is obvious results there. Water is not something you can deny. Everybody can see the evidence. There is some results. Let me tell you this. I pray for myself every day and all the time. And I want you to pray for yourself. The moment you start making it, pray more than you failed. Pray more than you prayed when you were failing. Are we together now? Yes, sir. The higher you rise, the more the pain when you fall. If you are here and how many of you have fallen from the bed? You were dreaming that you were climbing a skyscraper and you just moved and you found out it was a dream. You can get up and just say, oh, no problem, I rebuke any spirit, climb your bed and keep sleeping. But when you fall from a plane, you may not survive. So the higher you rise, the more discerning you have to be. Is someone learning now? You have to train yourself and even create a system, if need be, around your life so that your contact with the celebrity dimension of success does not enter you so much to a point that it distracts your discipline for continuity. When all the nations are calling you, when everybody is listening to your songs, man of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, when the nations are calling you, that is exactly where the great fall and they are destroyed. Because whether you study or not, the power of God will still move. You can pick any topic lazily around and still teach. And with respect to your hearers, you are still powerful. It's only God that knows. When you off a fan, it still moves. It will not die at the same time. Hear me? I'm telling you why you see people gaining momentum, doing certain things, and at a point, you will know that this preacher, he's not backsliding, but he has plateaued. There's nothing else to learn from him. And can I tell you, this generation is very unforgiving over exhaustion. The moment they discern that you have rounded up your syllables, they will respect you and build a monument around your refusal for continuity. Yes, sir. In the next 10 years, there are businesses that will be out of place. In the next 10 years, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. There are even ministries that may have to give way. It's not just by technological alignment. It is God who opens the gate for the next season. And God said, this one, I'm the one who will test them by myself. Let me see what they do by the riverside. Test number one, whoever is afraid and fearful, whoever does not believe in his future, don't even start. Go home. Those who win will come and help you. Go home. Test number two, that one, start producing results. Advance. Go forward. Now you come to a place where there are results. Your first 1 million, your first 1 billion, and God says, now I'm watching. Remember how you were rolling when there was nothing? Now the cloth is too expensive to roll. Now you cut your prayer time into half because there is an important business meeting with noble personalities. Let me tell you what you are doing. You are bowing down before the water. You are failing the test. Some of you came to church, you are already failing this test. And God put this conference to help you. The moment 1 million came, is taking this message now to remind you that that's not all you need in your life. Because you left God, you left prayer, you don't know where your Bible is, you don't even know where your relationship is. I made up my mind that as for loving Jesus, as for serving Him, as for dwelling in His presence, you've heard me say that I love Him more than ministry. Believe me, I can lock up the door of ministry and never open it again, and I'm still satisfied. It was never the pursuit in the first place. I was not pursuing it. I was pursuing Him. So even when it comes, it cannot distract me, provided He's still there. And it is while we seek Him that He so graciously continues to multiply the grace and the anointing. Things that were not even part of the blueprint, He keeps adding. And we say, Lord, my desire is to give You glory. And He says, then I will keep giving You the platform to keep giving Me glory. Please look at me. We're wrapping up. There are many preachers who have failed this test. There are many business people. You are a preacher here. Please don't, as much as possible, don't miss the pastor's conference tomorrow. By the privilege of God's grace, I'll be sharing with you certain keys that will help you. Tonight's service, before you receive, is a service of genuine repentance. Lord, I didn't know that the river You brought me to was only a test. The one house You gave me, the visa You gave me to tour Europe, and when I returned back, I said, nobody should come and invite me anywhere where they will give me $1,000 again. Oh dear. After all, I went round. Believers and all those who are connecting, learn a lesson from this. It is a real price to watch success and still be on a mission while people clap for you. Do you know? Most times when I finish meetings, sincerely I'm telling you, no matter how great and how wonderful the meeting is, most times people will call me to say, Apostle, how was the meeting? And I say, fine. What happened? Fine. That's enough for me. I go back and I get down on my knees and I say, Lord, your boy is here to tell you thank you again. The one you found, the one you helped, the one you lifted, even on suit, still your boy. In the presence of the world, still your boy. I will never give my name. They can call me anything. I appreciate the honor, but I know who I am to you. And God says, you have done this for me. Even in the presence of Betty, let's open another door. Let me show you why some people will never die. Even if they die, they don't die. The reason is because their hunger and their passion for God immortalizes their impact. There is no dispensation of the move of God where they are etched out. There are three levels of the anointing. There is the anointing that comes upon your life by reason of being grafted into Christ. Listen carefully. Every believer who is grafted into Christ, there is a measure of the engracing of the Spirit upon you. The second level of the anointing is the anointing that comes upon your life by reason of the office you occupy. When God calls you and allocates your space in destiny, whether in the fivefold ministry or in whatever area that represents the geography of your witness, there is an engracing that comes upon you. The third level of the anointing, which is very rare, is the anointing that comes upon you by reason of having the discernment to know what God is doing per season and passing the test that keeps you relevant. You can still be a man of God and you'll be surprised a move of God will start and you are not in it. This is not backsliding. You did not pass this test. Most likely, the current level of results distracted you so much. And when God measures your capacity, he sees that moving you out of that space, you don't have the energy and the strength to manage the success that comes. So out of his mercy, he will close the door by himself. Not every closed door is demonic. There are closed doors that are a report card. Because with the level of your spiritual capacity, based on your prayerlessness, your wordlessness, it will be difficult for God to expose you to higher levels and higher platforms. The attacks there will kill you. So he will keep you small. You want to advance? Please focus on this test. It's easy for a preacher to preach for you and tell you, don't fear. But when it has to do with the test of the water, no man of God can preach it for you. It is going to be you and Jesus. I show you a mystery. I made a covenant with my life that there is no amount of success or results or the blessings of God. Listen, I'm not exaggerating, and forgive me if I sound arrogant. I've said it here. I respond to an average, now it's almost getting to 800 or 900 text messages in a day. One day, one person. And over 70% of those text messages are prayers and commendations. Apostle, you are the apostle of the Most High. Oh, around the world, I listen to your message, this and that. And sometimes I look at these things with sincere compassion. And I look at myself on the mirror and I say, in the name of Jesus, apostle, you will get there. You will arrive. No devil and no demon, no commendation. Nobody will clap you to plateau at that level. I will pray like never before, fast like never before, open up my spirit like never before. When you see me panting after God, you will think I don't know anything about the things of God. That is the posture. It is they that hunger and thirst that rise. Let me say this. Especially for my generation of preachers, this our arrogance and stubbornness and arrival mentality is why there is balloon success. People go up and deflate back into shame. You know why? Because there is a posture you must consistently take. Let any man that thinks he knows know that he does not know as he ought to know. There are many things I do not know. There are many things I still need to learn. You go and check my laptop now. There are videos and trainings I'm building myself. I will never arrive. Not in this life. When it has to do with destiny, don't let your tears stop you. Be strict on yourself. You woke up in the night for you to get to this level of the anointing. If you don't respect that night again, soon you will plateau. Yesterday's excellence is today's mediocrity. Don't think yesterday's oil will solve tomorrow's problem. You will need to access fresh oil. And when there was no more vessel, the problem was not the oil. When there was no more vessel, is God speaking to someone? Because we are going to pray the grace to pass these two tests. For some of you, the reason why you have not accessed certain blessings is God wanted you to listen to this message. And for those who are following from around the world listening, maybe a CEO is listening to me right now, a family member, a man of God, you are listening and asking, why are things not happening in my life? Don't forget all that we've discussed. That number one, go in your might is not yet an impartation. That the understanding to inquire as to why my life is not working or why it is working, all the same, it requires careful study. And then that when it has to do with the journey of advancement, especially charting new frontiers in your life and destiny, there are two principal tests. The test of courage and the stamina to not be distracted by results. Show me a man who can pass these two tests. I show you a man who doors will never remain closed over for long. I assure you. Recently, the Lord did something in my life that I'm not a very emotional person. I've tried and tried. It didn't work. And I said, look, I won't force myself. I won't just cry anyhow. If the tears don't come, I can cry in my heart. But I found myself getting more emotional as God lifts me because of the sheer awareness. And when God did what he did in my life, I said, my God, what is the meaning of this? And I celebrate his goodness and I thank him, but very quickly, I remember. People send me text messages all the time, saying all sorts of things, and I honor them. Some of you are here looking at me. When I stepped in, many of you were appreciating me. I truly appreciate you. I don't take it for granted. When people love you and believe in you, do not take it for granted. However, the day God showed me this as a revelation, I made up my mind and I keep praying it all the time. Here's the prayer that I prayed. We are wrapping up. I said, Lord, may I never see the full extent of my impact. Just show me a sample of it and it is okay. I don't trust myself what I can do and become in the presence of certain levels of results. So let me not even be aware that this is how far you have taken me. It is my personal prayer and God answered it. Can I tell you, conquer the obsession for celebrity life. Conquer the obsession to be noticed. You will be noticed. Conquer the obsession. And the way to do it is that your focus must be on Jesus. I always give this example. This is a pulpit. Our focus is on the top here. But what is holding it, you cannot ignore it while you are looking at this. My desire in my life is never to build an empire for myself. To see Jesus lifted and to see Jesus glorified. And God sees my heart. I'm not just saying it because I'm here. If you ever wonder why God does what he does in the life of this servant of his, let me tell you sincerely, it is nothing necessarily spectacular. It's that he has found that by grace, forever in my life, if God does not bless me, he does not owe me. I owe him my life and everything until the day I see his face. Is someone learning? Yes. The test. Some of us need to repent. God trusted you with platforms. God trusted you with mantles. God trusted you with anointings. God trusted you with relationships. God trusted you with certain things and you abused it in pride. He brought you in the presence of business people who by your level of growth and transformation, you should not be there. But he granted you access to the great. You abused the privilege. This is what has closed doors for many people. But like the hair of Samson, you can be restored. Oh, you can be restored. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord, glorified. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. I'm going to give us the next 5 minutes and I'm going to leave you and your Savior and your Maker. I don't know what position you are going to take, but please hear me. Do not despise this teaching this night. If it is genuine advancement you want to make in your life, we are going to cry before God, beginning from me on the stage here. Some of us have failed the test number one. That fear. In this conference, you are going to pray and flog it out with destiny. God gives you a word of knowledge. You are afraid to say it because you are afraid. So the prophetic has refused to develop in you because your ego is on the line. If I mention this name and it's not the person, and God is saying you don't trust me enough, it is a risk to move by faith. I always say this, that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. That is the spelling of faith. Faith in the world of achievers is not F-A-I-T-H. No. That is in the world of linguists. In the world of achievers, faith is R-I-S-K. That's the spelling of faith. It takes an amateur to say you are wrong. I struggled with the Lord for 3 years. To move from Zaria to Abuja. God was doing great and mighty things already. You can imagine a place that is a center, the Zazzau Emirates there, and yet people will travel from all over the world in the midst of the kidnappings and come there. It was a measure of great results. And God began to speak to me and say, son, we have to move to the next phase. God, I don't want trouble. Abuja, no, I'm not ready for this. I mean, ministers will understand what I'm saying. I'm not ready for any, just keep me, let me serve you sincerely. After all, you are almost coming. So, I mean, finally, when I moved to Abuja, many of you here shuttle between Lagos and Abuja. It is very, very, life is expensive. You need faith, wisdom, relationship, everything combined together. When I began to see the visions of our meeting today and some of the things God was doing, of course I'll be foolish to doubt him at that level. He had done great and mighty things before then. But I said, Lord, would you grant grace? And I began to pray. And when I began to pray, I said, Lord, I believe you. Test number one. Courage. Finally, I said, let's go. If you instruct me to go, then you are well able to glorify yourself. Test number two. I had to decide to camp around the success of that phase of ministry, as remarkable as it was, or move to a virgin territory and now trust God for lifting. And I said, Lord, I believe in you. I thank God for what you have done through my life, but I know there is more to be done, and I thank you. And it was at the period of the pandemic. I hope you know what that means. Churches, ministries were closed for a while. I remember the first time we saw the venue that was supposedly, we are contemplating that venue and then ICC, and the rates were something else, but ICC, they would not give it for that frequency of programs. And then this one that God brought us by His grace, it was about the biggest auditorium that can be given for, that is not built as a church auditorium. Not even discussing the price per use, you wouldn't believe it. And then I sent a delegation to meet the man, and the man said, no way. Pentecostals scattered chairs, they scattered this. I invested so much, I'm not ready to lose my money for nothing. And I said, God, but you spoke to me. I'm not saying, I hope you are not offended. And I said, Lord, I believe you. I was in Enugu for a conference when that man went to bed. And according to him, he's a very great and wealthy man in this nation. He said he had the audible voice of God, like someone is talking. And he told him, get up. You do not know the young man who I sent to you, and you don't know the agenda. He did not buy that land. It was given to him as, you know how they allocate, they just bless people with it. And that God, a prophecy had come that God is going to raise a mighty man, and that the reason why he's building that facility primarily is for that move of God. So God told him that vision I gave you, the time has come. And that was how, when I returned, the man was sick. True story. And I decided to go and greet him. Just to go and greet him. Not to even discuss anything. And when the man saw me, I greeted him. He called all his managers and we sat down right there. Let me tell you this. I don't say it to brag or to boast. Believe me, I stand by the God of heaven. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but believe me when I tell you, what it takes to run one Koinonia service is probably what most people will use for conferences. One service. So don't you think I'm just standing here and talking nonsense? No. Those of you who have been there, you know the main auditorium, everything plus the basement and then outside again. Now the whole space everywhere, there's no space again. At this level, I have met kings, I have met nobles, I have met the high and mighty to the glory and the name of the Lord. I've met people I never imagined that I would meet in my life at this level. Heads of government, heads of parliament, and you will think at that level, let me tell you the deception. Joshua Selman, this is where I was going to. Obvious results. Where you don't have results, it's foolish to be proud, because people will insult you on top of the one that you don't have anything again. But when you have a level of results, you see that. And I prayed and I told God something. I said, Lord, for this that you have done for me, I give you glory. I understand the pressure of being me. I understand all kinds of things. But Lord, grant me grace that this will never get into me. That I will never stand on the stage and try to imagine that it was by my strength. No. Some of you here seated are multi-millionaires. Some of you are probably billionaires. Some of you are, God has helped you. You have done well. But can I tell you this? I apologize that I've taken a bit of your time. We're wrapping up. But I want to spare 2 or 3 minutes. You're going to cast that crown and say, Lord, I'm ready to pass this last test. Because for some of you, as great as what you have seen is, God is only starting.